Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We had a number of programs over the commissioning of the new ship in Buffalo, New York, with Mo Nalon, and we have his son on the program today, Maurice L. Nalon, the fourth Chip Nalon, and also Chelsea Mandello. And they are involved with a program called Troopster. Chelsea is the founder, and Chip Nalon is the chief outreach officer for Troopster. It's a veteran-owned for-profit business that's designed to give friends and families of deployed service members a way to buy, add notes and photos and ship care packages overseas from the comfort of their own home. It's just too frustrating a task dealing with the post office, so they take all the stress out of it today. And first of all, I'd like to tell a little bit more about our guest. Chelsea Mandello studied advertising and journalism at Ball State University. She worked with the American Advertising Federation developing advertising campaign booklets for companies such as Apple and State Farm, and later interned as a creative marketing director. Chip Nalon grew up in Buffalo, New York. In 2005, received an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy, reporting to Annapolis that June. In 2009, he graduated from the Naval Academy and received a commission as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. As a Marine, Chip completed the infantry officer course, then reported to Camp Pendleton, California, to serve as an infantry officer. Our guest today involved with Troopster. Tell us a little bit more about your activities and why you chose to get involved with Troopster.
So I'll start, Brian. I'm late to the show. I found out about Troopster actually while I was doing a transition course moving out of the Marine Corps. So it's a requirement to hit these courses, and I met Chelsea in one of them, and she was talking about Troopster, and I was just extremely impressed by the organization. And despite the fact that I'm getting out of the Marine Corps, I want to stay involved with the military in some capacity. So I approached Chelsea and asked if I could join the Troopster team, and that's how I've got on board.
Chelsea?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Yeah, it was really nice getting to know Chip and meeting Chip. And when I first founded Troopster, I actually started Troopster back when I was in 2013 when I was on a pretty difficult deployment. And I started it because I wanted to make it easier for friends and family who had service members who were deployed. I wanted to make it easier for them to get care packages overseas.
Very good. Okay, now let's talk about how Troopster is doing, exactly how many people you assist, and how these care packages are received. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So thus far, we've sent over 2,000 care packages, and we've sent them all around the world to every branch. It's pretty easy for Troopster.org. If there are any friends or family members who want to send a personalized care package to their troop or someone that they know, they can visit our website at Troopster.org, and they can just pick from either more than 40 pre-built care packages, or they can personalize their own and then add photos or letters, and then we're going to do all of the shipping and running around for them.
Chip, do you want to add to that?
Yes. Yeah, so as a Marine myself, I understand how stressful it can be from the family side of the house. When we're deployed, we don't see a lot of what happens back home, but especially with young spouses and moms and dads who have sons and daughters overseas, it's pretty stressful as is. So adding an element of stress in going to the post office, figuring out how to work through the compliance of military postage, how to work customs forms, it's just one additional item of stress that we try to remove. So that's something from the service member side of the house is extremely rewarding, is seeing how through our services, we're able to make working through a loved one's deployment just a little easier. And that means a lot when you're deployed to know that your loved ones back home just have a little less on their plates to worry about.
Well, let's walk through the process. Let's say somebody looks up the website and contacts TroopsterDonationCorps.org. And let's go through the process, how they get in touch with you, and then work out sending a package and the cost and what's in the package and so forth.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as Chelsea alluded to, we have two separate organizations. Troopster is a for-profit that's designed for people who know somebody overseas. And I'll talk through that one first. So it's pretty straightforward. You go to our website at Troopster.org, and from there, you pick a care package. Once you've selected a care package, you can upload photos, you can add notes to it. And from there, you just add whoever the service member you're looking to send the care package to, their military postal address. So whether it's an APO for Army and Air Force troops or an FPO for Marine and Navy troops, you enter that information, pay, and for prices anywhere from $15.99 all the way up to as much as $60 to $70, and really has as far as you want to go, depending on what you want to send overseas, and just check out. And then from there, on the backside, we receive those orders, put the care packages together in our fulfillment center, and then ship them through USPS, who you have to use when you're working through military postage. So that's the for-profit side. Troopster Donation Corp, on the other hand, is a registered 501c3. Nonprofit charitable corporation that lets generous Americans who may not know somebody overseas but who still would like to support the military, it gives them two options for tax-deductible donations. The first, they can actually adopt the troop by purchasing a donation care pack. When you purchase that donation care pack through Troopster Donation Corp, you're paying for both the cost of the goods and the cost of shipping. We then link that with a troop who, for one reason or another, doesn't have a loved one back home to send him or her a care package and request free care package directly from our charity. We keep a running and ever-growing list of those individuals, and then as we get donations in, connect those individuals making those donations to those deployed troops. Or if somebody would prefer a more straightforward charitable donation, they can provide a monetary contribution, which we then use to buy goods and pay for shipping to send those care packages to the individuals who have requested care packs directly from our charity.
Chelsea, would you like to add more to this process?
No, honestly, Chip really hit the nail on the head there with everything between our for-profit and non-profit sides. Really, we have the full range for those who want to send a care package to someone that they know, by someone who just really wants to support the troops and take care of our service members abroad.
What are in these packages that are sent to the troops overseas with Troopster.org?
Right, so the care packages really, they range from anywhere from snack items to toiletries. We even have apparel. And then again, if you wanted to add photos or letters within the care packages. A lot of times we, those of us who are deployed when we're out to sea or when we're stationed abroad, we don't really have a lot of options when it comes to snacks, healthy foods, options for protein, or even what we're wearing. A lot of it is just very basic items that you would see in a convenience store. So what we really wanted to offer were items that you couldn't see anywhere else. Items that you could see when you're here at home in the States, but that you're not really going to have available to you during a 6, 9, 10, 11 month deployment.
Very good. We're learning a great deal about Troopster, Troopster.org, a veteran-owned for-profit business that's designed to give friends and families of deployed service members a way to buy, add notes and photos, and ship care packages overseas from the comfort of their own home. Again, it's Troopster.org. Our guests today are Chelsea E. Mandello, founder of Troopster, and Chief Outreach Officer for Troopster, Maurice L. Nalon IV, Chip Nalon. If you're listening in Virginia Beach, Buffalo, New York, or Montreal, please drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand to ESPN AM 1520. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent programs with author Larry Milner, Brian Kolb, Republican leader of the New York State Assembly, and author Ron Zellner. Coming up, we'll have noted dentist Todd Shatkin and the Consul General of Poland, all on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. A little bit more information about our guests. Chelsea Mandello graduated with her bachelor's degree in advertising and joined the U.S. Navy as a communications specialist 7 years ago. She has since worked for the Navy to develop multimedia-based stories to depict the positive contributions and versatility of the military. During her enlistment, Chelsea has traveled across more than a dozen countries, reporting for the military during community outreach, humanitarian, and contingency operations. Chip Nalon, during his time at Camp Pendleton, completed his first deployment in Okinawa, Japan, conducting bilateral training exercises with the Japanese, South Korean, and Thai armed forces. For a second deployment, Chip Nalon served as a combat advisor to a battalion from the Republic of Georgia. Our guests today, Chelsea Mandello and Chip Nalon with Troopster.org. Let's talk about how you got this idea for your business. How did it all evolve? And then later, after Chelsea had the idea, how Chip got involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So back in 2013, I was on my seventh ship, and it was an 11-month deployment in which I was working anti-piracy operations in the Mediterranean. Because of the area that we were working in, care packages and mail was very far and few between. And so by the time we actually received care packages, a lot of them, which were filled with baked goods, and chocolate items, ended up having to be thrown away just because a lot of the items didn't make the trip. So you know, it was really heartbreaking to get these boxes, to open them up, and then have to throw away a majority of the content. So I was out to sea, and I thought that surely there had to be an easier way. And after doing some research, I was very surprised to see that there wasn't a service available for not only our troops, but then also for friends and families like my family to send care packages.
Mm-hmm.
I took that idea and just how what I wanted to see in a care package, and by the time I got back from deployment, I was ready to go and launch Troopster.
Very good. And Chip Nalon, tell us how you got involved with this after Chelsea had the idea for this business.
Sure. So last fall, I was in a transition course. As I move out of the Marine Corps and finish my time in the service, required to go through some transition courses. And in one of those, I met Chelsea, and she talked about Troopster. I was so impressed with it, and I want to stay involved with the military in some capacity despite getting out. So I approached her and said, hey, I'd love to join the team. And that was last fall, and the rest is history.
Very good. Now let's talk a little bit with Chelsea Mandello, founder of Troopster, and Chip Nalon, Chief Outreach Officer, about the nonprofit division. But before I do that, I'd like to salute Chip Nalon's father for all the work he did with the commissioning of the USS Little Rock. He worked on it a year. We had four radio programs on that. It was one of the biggest events in the last 5 years in the city of Buffalo. So we salute Mo Nalon, Chip's father, for that. So let's talk about the nonprofit division of Troopster.
All right. So the unfortunate reality overseas is not everyone deployed has a loved one back home who is actually willing and able to send him or her a care package. So we recognized that and wanted to bridge the gap between those service members overseas who don't have support from back home and generous Americans back stateside who want to support a service member but may or may not know somebody in the military. So Troopster Donation Corp connects those two groups. It lets generous individuals make tax-deductible donations as a 501c3 registered nonprofit and adopt troops overseas. So they're able to purchase a donation pack, the price of which goes to the actual contents and shipping that pack. And then we send that directly to a service member who has requested a free care pack directly from our charity. The other option, if you'd prefer to not actually adopt a specific troop, you can just make a tax-deductible monetary contribution to Troopster Donation Corp, which we then use to put together the contents for care packages and ship them to service members who, like I said, lacking support from back home, have requested free care packs directly from our charity.
Folks, let's talk about how one makes a check or a donation to the nonprofit division of Troopster. How do you do that?
So, easiest way to do it, just go directly to troopsterdonationcorp.org. From the website, if you want to make the monetary donation, there's a payment tab that lets you make that donation. And it's a PayPal link. PayPal has verified the 501c3 status. You'll receive a tax deductible receipt. Or if you prefer to purchase one of the donation care packs, you can do that from Troopster Donation Corp as well. And that lets you pick and individualize what care package you'd like to send. And same thing, you're going to receive a receipt from our nonprofit branch stating that, yes, you have made a purchase to this charity.
Very good. Let's talk about what's different from Troopster, from other organizations that send care packages to troops overseas. What's the difference between Troopster.org and other groups?
So it's really what it allows the friends and families. There are a lot of organizations out there that send care packages overseas, some great church groups who do it, some other military charities. But the difference is that no other organization exists that lets a family member or friend of a specific service member say, I'd like to send a care package to my loved one. So we've taken the process and personalized it, letting individuals say, I'd like to send a care package to my wife or husband, son, daughter, and then purchase that, personalize it with photos and notes from home, and send it all from the comfort of their own home without ever having to go to the store or go to the post office.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about how you keep the prices so low. Is there a strategy with that for Troopster.org?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's nice about doing this professionally is we're able to buy wholesale rates at bulk. So even though we're a for-profit company on the Troopster.org side of the house, we're buying so much inventory that we're able to provide friends and family wholesale rates instead of them having to go to Walmart or any other store and purchase at a retail rate. We're also looking at setting up a relationship with inventory with a great organization based out of Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, called MDV, the wholesale distributor for all of the commissaries and exchanges around the world. So that gives us not only an extremely military-friendly distribution chain, but one we can use at a wholesale rate, passing that savings on to friends and family of deployed service members.
Chelsea, did you want to add something to that?
Honestly, Chip really has that there with the lower prices. We've just really tried to bring something that was affordable, but then also that can be personalized to the friends and family of service members so that they could take care of our troops who are overseas.
Okay, again, if somebody is interested in getting involved with Troopster.org to either send a package to someone deployed overseas or to give a tax-deductible donation, how do they do that, Chelsea and Chip?
Yeah, so the process is pretty easy. If anyone would like to help support the troops, either by adopting a troop or by having a more personalized touch, they can visit our site at Troopster.org or TroopsterDonations.com, and they can click on one of the tabs at the top where they can donate, and it will be a monetary donation, which will go to our official nonprofit site through PayPal, and they will receive a tax-deductible receipt for that. Or if they want to really be a little more personalized with a troop, then they can adopt a troop and pick a care package, which we will send over to somebody who is deployed.
Very good. Again, for those just tuned in, we're talking about Troopster.org with the founder, Chelsea Mandello, and Chief Outreach Officer for Troopster, Chip Nalon. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Toronto, Manhattan, Virginia Beach, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And again, we always greet letters from European and Canadian listeners. A little bit more information about our guest, Chelsea Mandello, has released more than 133 multimedia pieces, been published on 696 news outlets to include ABC News, USA Today, NPR, and CNN. In 2015, after being deployed to report on anti-piracy operations, Chelsea founded Troopster LLC, a web-based business that allows families and friends to purchase and mail personalized care packages to deployed troops from the Troopster website. A little bit more information about Chip Nalon. After 3 months of training with soldiers in Georgia, he deployed to Afghanistan for 7 months of combat operations. Upon returning from Afghanistan in April 2015, Chip married his wife Jenna and was transferred from Camp Pendleton, California, to Joint Base Little Creek, Virginia, where he currently instructs Navy, Marine Corps, and foreign military staffs on planning amphibious operations. Our guest today talking about Troopster.org. Is there a way for people who don't know any deployed service members to get involved with Troopster? Chelsea and Chip.
Yes, absolutely. And we certainly encourage, if there's anyone who would like to work with us, they can contact us through our site at Troopster.org. They can reach out and we can set them up with how to adopt a troop, setting up a donation, monetary donation, or working with us in the future for an affiliate program.
Chip?
Yes, and if somebody wants to take a look at things, we would ask that go online, check out Troopster.org, see our business, and check out TroopsterDonationCorp.org, our nonprofit side of the house. Ultimately, our goal is to make the care package delivery process from purchase to deliveries overseas as smooth as possible. So any feedback people can provide would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, let's take a little look at your website. Tell us what the website Troopster.org is and how people can interact and help these troops overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually in the midst of a bit of an overhaul, but the main page of Troopster lays out all the options on both the for-profit side and the nonprofit side. So you have tabs up across the top that let you pick specific care packages. And once again, Troopster.org is for friends and family who want to send a care package to a specific individual overseas. On the other hand, from the top of the Troopster.org site, there's a tab for adopt and donate. Clicking that tab brings you over to our nonprofit website, TroopsterDonationCorp.org. At the nonprofit site, this is where individuals who want to support troops overseas but don't know anyone in the military personally can get access to that support. So the two options once you get to Troopster Donation Corp, you can either adopt a troop, and that's selecting that adopt a soldier button up top, any troop, get started, and then that gives you a selection of donation care packages. If you purchase one of those charitable donation care packs, we then take that, send it to a troop overseas who has requested care package support directly from our website because he or she may not have a loved one back home who's able to send care packages. And then if you prefer looking for a quicker option, we also accept tax-deductible monetary donations, make those directly to our site via PayPal, verifies with a tax-deductible donation receipt, and we use 100% of any funds donated to our nonprofit to sending care packages overseas. And that's something we really try to sell on the charitable side of the house, is that any administrative overhead that we face as a charity is completely paid by our for-profit company, so that you as an individual donating to Troopster Donation Corp know that 100% of your funds are going where they count, to sending care packages to deployed troops.
Very good. We have about 40 seconds left. Just tell us how the troops feel when they get these care packages from Troopster.org.
Yes, I'm really excited to say that we've gotten a lot of great feedback. We've received letters and even photos of troops holding up their Troopster boxes, big grins on their faces, and just lots and lots of kudos and thank yous from these troops who are just immensely happy and grateful to receive care packages like this.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We'd like to thank very much Chelsea Mandello, founder of Troopster, and Chip Nalon, Chief Outreach Officer for Troopster, to be on the Rusk Report, telling us of how they're helping with the shipping of these items for deployed service members overseas. It's a wonderful effort. We salute you, and also for your 501c3, where people can donate. And that's Troopster.org. Special thanks to our Director of Production for 15 years, Kevin Carr. Thank you for enlightening us, Chelsea Mandello and Chip Nalon. Have a great week.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.